Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. And I'd love to help you do the same. You can find out more about me at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And right now, jump over there and you will see a button on the front page where you can send me, click that button, and you'll go to a page where it tells you exactly what you need to do. You can send me a recording and I will get back to you with your voice barriers. Voice barriers are the bulletproof glass that are encasing you and keeping you from really touching the emotions of your audience and connecting with them on a level where they're compelled to take the action that you want them to take, whether it's buy from you, follow you, whatever it is. So go over to CaptivateTheRoom.com and get that going, because I don't know how long I'm going to be doing it, but I'm doing it for now. And I'm actually going to be talking about voice barriers on the show today, as well as a few other things, because today I'm talking about the ways that your voice is getting in the way of your sales. Ooh, hit you right in the wallet, didn't I? So it's always funny to me, and I guess maybe it's because I don't think people really think about voice so much, and I don't think that they totally realize the true impact of the voice. But it's always funny to me, you know, work on the words and work on the copy, work on the marketing, work on the business, you know, but if you're not captivating me, if I can't connect with you, if you don't bring your words to life and captivate me and touch my emotions, you got nothing, right? And that is what could be, is hurting you in your selling. And so today I wanted to talk about a couple of things vocally, from a vocal perspective, of why you're not selling, you're not getting the deals that you want. And this is true for not just selling stuff, but getting followers, connecting with people. We've got to have that connection first. We have to be able to connect with you. And then you've got to compel me by touching my emotions to do what you want me to do, whether it's click like on your Facebook page or sign up for your opt-in or buy your program or product, right? And I hear it all the time from clients. Yeah, you know, I did the pitch and I thought for sure we were going to get the deal, and they went with somebody else. And we dissect all of that, you know, but I've always said, you've heard me say it before, that the voice is really the difference between here's my Visa number, write it down, I want to buy everything you've got, and I don't know, I'll think about it. Now, are there other factors that play into it? Of course, you've heard me talk about this. You know, is it right timing? Is it the right price? Is it, you know, can they get approval? Whatever, there's other factors. But when all those other factors line up and you don't get the deal, it's time to look at your voice. Same thing is true for actors. Lots of things play into it. Are you talented? Have you had the training? Who do you know? That plays into actors. What's the chemistry like between you and the other actors? Lots of stuff. But at the end of the day, did you touch my emotions or did something get in the way of that connection? And the voice is the tool that makes me feel. So if something's getting in the way of that connection, we need to go straight to the voice. We need to go straight to the source. And what people don't realize, I think a lot of times, is certainly the kind of work that I do. I hear that when everybody's finished working with me, they're like, whoa, I had no idea this is what we were doing, because I'm taking you all the way back to one. The kind of voice work that I do takes you all the way to the core, all the way to the voice story, all the way to the psychology of the voice, which is where this problem started. Because I promise you, You weren't born with it. Well, now, okay, you could be born with some kind of speech issue, but all the junk that you've laid in that's getting in your way, you weren't, that wasn't there when you were 3 and 4 and 5. It just wasn't. But about 5 or maybe 4, the dings start coming in. You do something and mom tells you to stop it or tells you to shh, right? And these things, the dings just keep piling up and the layers keep piling up and then you're 42 and you can't cut the deal and you're lost. And for analytical people that are used to really, you know, problem solvers, they think their way through, it's exceptionally frustrating. I think it's frustrating for everyone, but it's exceptionally frustrating for people when they can't change it. I know my voice is a problem. I can't change it. Why can't I think my way through this? You know, there's a lot of people, they're great live. They can't get on camera. They're great on camera. They can't go live. They're great in conversation. They can't pitch a deal. There's a story there. And walls are coming up. Masks are coming up. Barriers are coming up. Bad habits are laid in. And I don't care what you try to think your way through, the top layer of your muscle memory is what's going to deliver. So we have to go in and change that. And there's some classic things that are happening that are getting in your way of selling. And voice barriers is the first. Now, I'm not going to solve your voice barrier problem on this podcast because everybody's got a different one. In fact, I did a little video recently where I listened to her and I solved her problem and I gave her some stuff and we fixed it. And I got a couple of comments from several different people that said, that's great. I'm going to try that. And I said, don't. Because if that's not your barrier, you could be exacerbating your barrier. So we've got to get to the bottom of what your barrier is. So make sure you send me in an audio like I talk about at the top of the podcast, and I can tell you what yours are. But the voice barrier is what people hear that prevents them from connecting with you. An actor might need a job desperately. They might be a desperate person. We hear that. Someone may have been cut off and cut off and cut off and cut off, and they've laid their sound, they've laid into their muscle memory, hold their sound in and don't let it flow out. And that's a barrier. Because if that sound isn't flowing out, it can't reach me and touch my heart. Somebody may have a barrier of needing to prove something. And so they're gravitating to, I got to shove this at you so that you know I've got this. Or maybe somebody doesn't feel heard, and so they shove their words, they use their volume to get their point across. Or they use speed, and they don't pause. All of that is linked to voice barriers, and so that is the first thing that could be getting in your way, is what we hear. Now, don't get paranoid. I just have the ability to listen to a voice and say exactly what it is. Why are you asking permission? What do you have to prove? What is with the desperation? I almost feel like XYZ. It's really kind of cool. People aren't dissecting it like that, but they feel it and they hear it. And it becomes about push versus pull, which I talk about in a specific podcast. Are you pushing me away with your voice or are you pulling me to you? And the goal is that you pull me to you and we can connect. You can still do some elements where you pull me to you and I hit the glass. And if I hit the glass that you've encased yourself with your voice choices that you've laid into your muscle memory, I can't connect with you. Some people don't even pull me to the glass. And you don't know why. You're like, what is the deal? Why can't I think my way through this? You've heard me talk about it. In muscle memory, why can't I remember to breathe? Because you've laid in, don't breathe. Your top layer is going to deliver what you've laid into it. It's just like a habit. God, we're creatures of habit. You go to work on something internally. I feel this way. I do this thing. I whatever. Well, there's something internally, right, that you then laid into the muscle memory. I think I've talked about this in a podcast before. That when smokers quit smoking, of course, the nicotine withdrawal is an issue, but then what becomes the biggest issue of all is the hand gesture. they don't know what to do with their hand because they laid into their muscle memory smoking. And that becomes even harder. So we've got to get past the voice barriers. And that's the first thing that could be getting in your way of making the sale, getting what you want. The next thing is not being conversational because you're relying on the words. And this becomes a little bit about a rubber band ball right now. You're not being conversational because everything is about the words. You're focusing on the words. If you're focusing on the words, you're up in your head. If you're up in your head, you're disconnected from your body. If you're disconnected from your body, your voice can't work. End of story, right? Because think about this. If I go up into my head, I'm not the furthest away from my heart, but I'm away from my heart. I've disconnected from my body, from my heart, from my passion, because I'm thinking about the words I want to say. When you think about the words you want to say, you flatline or go monotone. Now, you could go monotone because you have laid that into your muscle memory, but when you're focused on words, you lack variety. You lack passion. Okay? When we're up thinking about words and delivering words and talking about words, we don't sound conversational because we're doing a cadence like this and a space like this, and there's no variety because I've got to focus on these words because the words are important. So there's no way I can sound conversational. Let me get back in my body and I can sound conversational. When you talk to your friends and family and coworkers that you're comfortable with, you're conversational, water cooler conversation, right? Not for everybody, but most people. Then you go into get into the presentation and this happens. And why did that happen? And wait a minute, I sounded great 5 minutes ago. What just happened here? You got up in your head. It's just that simple. You got to get back down into your body by connecting to the message, not the words. Let me say that again. You've got to get connected to the message, not the words. Now, there's other things that I can talk about getting you back in your body, but I'm only going to cover a few things here on this episode. So you've got to tap into the message, and you've got to trust that if you are connected to the message, the words will come. And this is the problem with people with scripts. They're so focused on the scripts and the words that they're disconnected from their body. They're not even thinking about the message. They're thinking about the words. And then they wonder why that presentation was delivered flat. Because you were in your head. You've got to be in your body. And we've got to work together to get you back in that body. But you can start by focusing on the message, not the words. The words will be there if you know the message. I remember taking an acting class, or I don't remember if I was working with the acting teacher. It's been a long time ago. But I remember it was profound. May have even been when I was an actor. I believe it was. They made us learn the first line and the last line first. Why you gotta learn the last line first? Because you always know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you're gonna flounder. You're gonna get off the road. Same thing. Connect to the message. The words will be there. Okay? Then your perception's getting in your way of making bold choices. Your perception is your subconscious mind that's protecting your heart. The voice is the most vulnerable tool you have. Your perception's going, whoa, Buck, easy there. Don't be so wild. So then you end up delivering like this, and you perceive that you're really being dynamic and really making bold choices and really being interesting. But what we're receiving is not that. What we're receiving is banana, 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 banana. Okay, so we've got to override that perception so that what is received is the same thing that we want to deliver. You perceive you're putting out something that's interesting and captivating and dynamic, but you're keeping it contained. I get people all the time, they come to me and they say, I'm not interesting, or I'm monotone, or I flatline. That's why. In their head, they sound fantastic. what I'm receiving is banana, banana. Okay? So you have to start making bolder choices. And sometimes it's good to have a guide like me to say, yeah, I guarantee you 10 times out of 10, I'll be working with someone and I'll say, okay, I'm going to have you stress some words for me or whatever we're working on. And they do it. And I'll say, okay, did you do a lot? Did you stress a lot? Yeah, I did a lot. Yeah, I got one. I picked up on one of those. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding. I got that you stressed banana, but I didn't get anything else. Why? But I stressed this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. You perceived you did, but you didn't. So you made a safe voice choice, not a bold one. We have to up the ante on the bold, okay? I want you to deliver at a 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, I want everything to start at a 5 and then we play shades on either side. If you're delivering at a 3, thinking you're doing a 6, we have a problem. Because 3 isn't going to cut it. 3 won't cut it in business. 3 won't cut it in acting. 3 won't cut it in captivating me on any level. Your baseline is 5. And then you play shades on either side. So we have to address that perception. And we have to start altering that perception and deconstructing it and reconstructing something new in the muscle memory. This perception feels right, but it's not being received right. That's why when I work with people, it's very transformative and it can be very uncomfortable. And I'll have them do something and I'll say, okay, just go absolutely insane, crazy, go over the top, and they'll do it. And I'll say, well, how was that? And they'll say, it was horrible. It felt horrible. And I will smile and say, it was outstanding. It was perfect. And so then you have to practice it and lay it in so that becomes the new top layer, that becomes the new normal, that becomes the new perception. And then it's no longer comfortable, right? It's about doing the work, really. I mean, I can point out exactly what needs to be done and tell you exactly where the problems are, and I can tell you the exact technique that's going to get you to the other side and fast, really fast. But I can't climb in your face and do it. So we have to recalibrate that perception, right? With bolder choices. Then I'm going to give you one more tip. And I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to let it be a standalone tip. I think I mentioned it earlier. If I didn't, you're not stressing words. I briefly said it when I gave an example. You've got to remember that we don't know what you know. We don't know what you know. Even if we are in your field, we don't know what you know. And so you rattle off all this content, and again, it's linked to perception, but you say to me, you go to sell me something and you say, this is an incredible offer and it's really going to transform your life. You know what I heard? Wonder who's coming on the next live, or I wonder what I'm going to do later. You've got to be the tour guide and let me know what is important, what needs to be important to me. It's going to transform your life. Do you hear the difference in that? This program will transform your life. This program will transform your life. All I did was add stress words. I added a little bit of soft in there because that's my favorite thing. But I told you, I made it clear because you don't know what I know. That is one of the biggest problems that I see. People think it's clear because it's clear to you because you're the expert. I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. You have to make it clear to me. And I don't like the word stress. I think I have a whole episode on this. I don't like that word because for many, many people, that means hit it, punch it, stress it. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying add emphasis. You notice my voice choice was to get quieter. So it's about adding emphasis, pointing out to me what is important. All right. So now, of course, there are other things. There are other elements. absolutely, that are getting in your way. But here's a little core baseline for you to start thinking about. And it's, you know, it is, for this show is about selling. This stuff is important in everything. But when it comes to selling, if you're not doing these things, that's why you're not selling, because you've got voice barriers, or you're not selling as much as you want or getting as much as you want. Voice barriers, getting in your way of creating connection. Not conversational, because you're making everything about the words, because you're not in your body. Perception is wrecking your life, keeping you from making choices that will captivate me. Not stressing words. Start with that. And it's a lot. I've jam-packed it into this episode. Start with that. And if you need any help, let me know. This is what I do. This is what I do all day long. Because we think we're doing it, we're not doing it. We want to do it, we don't know how to do it. We're frustrated with it. It's just like anything else. Once you know, you'll know. Once you lay it into your muscle memory, it will be there for you. It will be the top layer. You go through, people go through voice training with me very, very quickly, and they don't come back. It's not that they didn't enjoy it or get anything from it. They don't need to. It's done, because they have a new top layer of muscle memory to draw from. It's not just warming up here, thinking about it there. No, we're going to lay in a new layer, and this is what you're going to draw from. You know, I loved it when somebody gave me the example one time of Tiger Woods and his golf swing, that he had some great golf swing and that it wasn't working for him anymore, which is a perfect example of, this is how next level this type of voice work is. You, maybe you're not where you want to be and you want to be good, great, you know, or you're good and you want to be great, you know, it's next level. And he went in, Tiger Woods went in and he started working with a coach, and every day they tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it, and they tweaked it, and they laid something in new into his muscle memory, and he got a new swing and he got a new lease on his career, right? It's the same thing. What you're drawing from now is getting in your way. And no amount of great words will change that if you're not touching my emotions, if I can't connect with you, if I can't trust you with my money. If I don't hear your passion, if I don't hear your wisdom, you're not getting my money. Okay, there's too many choices. There are too many choices. You're not getting the job, you're not getting the girl, you're not getting whatever, right? So take these tips, start looking at them, start looking at applying them one by one, and start seeing a different result. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Make sure you send in your audio. I want to hear your voice. And thank you for being here. You know how much I value you and appreciate you as listeners and downloaders and sending me questions. I just love you. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.